Okay, cool. It's 8:17. Let's bring in Mr. Jack Whitehall for the first time on the show. And here he is. Wow, look at him. What a tall, handsome boy.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jack. Oh, it's a look.
How are you, Mr. Whitehall?
Very good, thank you.
Good.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you for coming in again.
I'll sit in front of that microphone.
We don't fully remember the last time you were here.
Last time I was here, Greg James was sat in this chair.
Yeah.
Naked. Without any clothes on.
Yeah, you loved it.
But it was for charity.
You loved it, didn't you?
Yeah, it was. It was burnt into my retinas forever.
Is this early for you, Jack?
Yeah, quite early. But it's a joy to be here.
The thing is,
you're a comedian.
Yeah.
But also an actor and a presenter. You're a man of many talents.
A master of none.
Well, I wouldn't say that. But, you know, so most comics don't get up early, but you're more than just a comic.
Yeah, but acting, you have to get up very early, like 6 o'clock, and work through till 7.
I mean, a whole hour.
It's like having a proper job.
A whole hour of work.
A whole hour of work, yeah.
That sounds like my kind of gig.
Mm. We used to do a show that was only about an hour long.
An hour and 45. Jack is in Fresh Meat on Channel 4, which is currently running.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe Jack had some good news about his show yesterday.
Yesterday.
Did you get the call?
I didn't get the call. No, I saw on Twitter from someone else.
Oh, really? No one rang you?
That's all I find out now. All my news is from Twitter and just the people that I follow.
So there's going to be a second series.
Second series, yeah.
Congratulations.
Well done.
Very good.
I know, I'm very excited.
So how come your agent doesn't ring and go, Jack, good news, good news?
Well, because she only calls up when she wants to send me to a corporate.
Right.
Do some award ceremony.
Sainsbury's won you. It's £1 million.
Yeah.
See, now I imagine it to be like Joey's agent in Friends.
Right.
She's a very small, but...
Is she? Small but powerful.
All agents are small. You know why? It's because they weigh themselves. They drag themselves down when they're carrying all our percentages to the bank.
Yeah.
Brings them down. But so life is good.
Oh yeah, it's very nice.
Yeah,
I'm very fortunate. I'm very pleased that Fresh Meat's gone again. It was very fun to do up in Manchester.
Nice.
And all the people on it were so much fun. Although last time I was there, that's when all the riots started.
Oh.
Not because of Fresh Meat.
No,
it's other reasons.
During them. Yeah. So that was quite fraught for a couple of days filming.
I
had to fend off all the rioters from my cast.
I would imagine that would have scared you, the rioting.
Oh, yeah, it was quite weird. I saw some people trying to loot Lidl. Like, I've never looted before, but I would imagine...
You wouldn't start there, would you?
Yeah, the major advantage is there's no budgetary restrictions. Go a little bit more upmarket.
That is one of the few advantages of looting, isn't it?
Yeah, is that you can just... You can go for anything.
Mm.
I'd go for M&S.
Sure.
Take some Prosecco quail's eggs.
Oh, hello.
Yeah. This isn't just looting, this is M&S looting. Stay away from Lidl.
Jack is so posh.
Me?
He really...
No.
And to clarify this was... And just to confirm, in case you thought maybe... Because I know people that know Jack. And I find out these things about him. But then you see him on the £1 million drop with his dad. And you go, definitely posh. Definitely posh. Jack and his dad did very well collectively. Jack started off well. With the hello Davina, how are you? It's great to be on the show. And then his dad took over by answering all the questions.
Right,
it was a lovely partnership.
Mm. Yeah, he keeps sending me so much abuse now, like about the questions that I didn't get the correct answer for. So I get text messages like in the middle of the night going, "How the hell did you think that there were more showcase cinemas than there were Odeons, you stupid boy?" That's all. That's the only way.
I thought you got that one right.
No, well. I put a lot of money on another... We lost a lot of money on that question.
I'd have lost it all. I'd have gone for you.
Would you?
Really?
Yeah. Was the answer Odeon?
No, the answer was Odeon, yeah.
The more Odeon
cinemas. I put a lot on you.
I'd have gone for you, actually.
Mm.
Yeah. But, see, I was thinking of other areas. Because there's a lot of views in London. I thought maybe there aren't that many in...
Well, out in the sticks.
Wokingham.
Out in the smaller places like Manchester and Birmingham. How much did you get? £300,000?
Yeah, £300,000.
And how much of that did you give to charity?
All of it.
Oh, good boy.
We weren't allowed to take any off.
Sure.
No, but it was a joy. We gave it to some very good charities. Olivia's Vision, which is the charity that I became a patron of last week.
All right. No, don't drag it down with charity talk.
What? But I was...
You know.
Okay. No, we didn't. We bought my mum a car.
No, you did. I'm not what, saying that you're... Cool?
You see, with that, you got to lie.
I definitely did that. I definitely did that. We didn't drive in cars. We go around on horseback.
Well, of course.
On the White Horse.
You get carried.
Yeah, carried.
So that's how he arrived here today. It's carried like that last Coke and Pear advert where they carried him in the little thing. I don't
sedan
know
chair.
You can't see this. I'm sitting on a butler right now.
On a what?
A butler.
But yeah, but don't bounce up and down, for God's sake. Sorry. You'll get sick.
He's got a bad back.
So, are you single, Jack?
Yeah, sort of, you know.
What does that mean?
I'm shaking my shoulders like, you know, just...
You mean you're technically single?
Yeah, I mean... I like ladies, so.
Which really surprises me.
Yeah, don't.
No, but when you first came on the show,
you said that. You said you bet a tenner, didn't you?
Yeah, well, no.
A tenner.
I
would have put more. See, again, this is why you wouldn't be good on the £1 million drop. You need to put more money. Take the risk.
I naturally assumed that you were gay.
Really?
Yeah, but to be fair, part of that was you. Drooling over Greg James.
Oh. Yeah, actually, that was
naked.
And even though we were delirious and we'd been up too long, yeah, I think that was what tipped the balance for us, the fact that you found Greg James with no clothes on and more attractive than we did.
And you were like, that's not gay. Oh, yes, you should definitely do that. That would be lovely to see Greg naked. And all of that. Yeah, and then when you do your stand-up, you go... So I was with a lady yesterday, and you go, oh, this is obviously a joke because he's gay. That's the joke.
The Greg James thing wasn't a gay thing. It was just I'm quite opportunist.
Sure.
If there's a man with no clothes
you'll have a look.
On a chair,
yeah,
I'm going to have a look.
You'll have a go.
In a sort of comparative study thing.
But I remember you, unless I'm delirious and making this up, but I remember you being very keen, oh, yes, you should definitely do. You should definitely take his clues.
Because it was for charity, and you know how much I like charity.
Okay, right.
So it was charity.
So there's no part of you is gay.
What, just like one hand that wanders towards men?
I've had
thoughts, yeah.
Right.
But I didn't think this was who the was arena to
these,
share them
who
in.
Who was in his thoughts? Was I in his thoughts?
I once got slightly aroused by watching a Five video when I was about 13.
Right.
But since then... I can't believe I've shared that.
No, I can't believe you shared that.
I'm slightly
was it any particular
it.
Member of Five?
Yeah, abs. But
really?
I dealt with it. I moved on from there and, you know...
Well, don't worry. Chris Martin shared that he had similar thoughts about Take That.
Did he?
Well, I still have thoughts about Take That.
Sure,
this is just an isolated.
That doesn't mean you're gay, Alan. That just means you're human.
Fair enough.
You know,
I still do.
Any, you go to any heterosexual man, and he would say, "Do you know what? Any of Take That would have taken me under their wing as their new lover. That's fine by me."
Alan, maybe you're not gay after all.
Yeah, maybe I'm just, you know,
just
Take That.
Human.
Yeah,
I mean, not the difference.
Nice, well done.
No, what I meant is just
No, Stonewall had all but forgotten about me.
No, you know what I meant. That came out wrong.
I didn't mean to be offensive. Yeah.
Now you're standing up.
So you're a straight man.
Yeah. My father's been trying to butch me up.
Well,
and I think
he's done
quite a fabulous job.
Oh, you have done a good job.
Because I was a lot camper when I was younger.
Were you?
Yeah. My mum bought me rollerblades when I was about 10, and my dad confiscated them.
Yeah.
He said, no son of mine would be gliding around like a woofter, and he hid them away in his study, and I wasn't allowed rollerblades. And that's all I wanted when I was little, was to go around on rollerblades. Be like Starlight Express.
Right.
But he wouldn't let that happen.
Well, bless him.
He was very cruel.
Well, your dad is a very unique individual, from what I saw.
Yeah, your dad's view of gay people is much more fun than the reality.
You know, and by the way, he's so misinformed, because I need to pick you up on that. As you know, if you go rollerblading, that means that you've dealt with your period and you can go rollerblading with a dog on a lead. That's the only reason. But Jack gets it. He's a year younger than me.
It is an old reference. It had Dr. Albrand in it, did it not?
Yeah, it's my life. Do you know what we're talking about?
No, but I like the idea of a girl on rollerblades with a little dog.
That's
because I was dressed as a little girl.
Is that right? You didn't have the dog, you just had that starched lead. Jack is also going around. He's gone tour.
I know.
Yeah.
He's on a tour and he starts literally on Friday.
No, this is the end of the tour.
Oh, the end of the tour. Are you touring now?
Yeah, I'm sort of.
Are we at a gig now?
Yeah, this is a show.
Wow.
In fact, three people is quite a big audience.
Where were you last night then?
Well, I was filming last night in Essex, hence why I have a fake tan on.
look, I have a tan line, and I've waxed all down there.
You can't see. So you've got a tan where?
There's a tan there. I've had a spray tan.
Oh, love, I think that spray was empty.
I had the crystal things.
But I can't see the difference between.
Yes, it's the studio lights. They
sprayed and not sprayed. Where was not sprayed?
What crystals?
Not sprayed, and then sprayed up here.
But you can see it subtle.
Yeah, the crystals came off.
What are crystals?
It said, "I love Essex." Like.
And you're not gay.
No, this was experimental.
Why did you? Why you? Why what?
Something wrong with fake tanning.
For a show. This was for a TV show.
Right, this is what confused me.
Oh, it wasn't just
you're doing
for
live
leisure.
Stand-up, so I'm going to go and get a spray tan.
Oh, no.
No, he's filming.
This was for entertainment of viewers at a later date.
So you had a spray tan and what? A wax?
Did you have a vajazzle?
Yes, that's why.
Right.
So I was worried that I couldn't say vajazzle.
Say vajazzle.
But I said
that's,
it now.
That's
well, don't say
it.
That, because that's not for you.
Well, it wasn't a vajazzle, it was a panazzle.
A panazzle.
Right.
See, I've never heard of a panazzle, but it makes more sense
yeah,
now.
Yeah, no, they do exist. We did have one on OMG.
And how was that? I mean, obviously be careful, it's a family radio show, you know, I'm very clean.
I
need to uphold.
Yeah, no, it was definitely interesting. We had to strip it all, cut it back.
Did they use hedge cutters?
Like a strimmer.
Yeah.
A big strimmer, yeah.
Mm. The wildest mask. All right, stand back, everybody.
Yeah. And it was really... No, they waxed it off. They stripped it off, and it was the most painful thing ever. And she was like, oh, shut up, I've had two children. I was like, well, this is definitely worse.
Yeah, right,
waxing my belly.
Mm. That's right.
Like 100%, it was.
But is your belly nice
crying.
And smooth?
I was
now?
Proper crying,
oh,
like God. And like crying, like bit like getting hit
in the divinas
a football to the power of like Mufasa dying in Lion King, like
right.
That many tears as they just straight off.
Would you do it again then?
Never.
No. Right.
Never.
But is it a nice, smooth feeling now? Is it?
Well, you can, if you want to.
I'm all right.
Well, I'll rub it up against you then.
I'm good.
Later.
What about Allard?
Okay, fine.
He's kind of like my, you know.
Tester.
Yeah.
Tester.
You know, like
we have one of them.
Like Kings would have people who would taste the food.
Yeah.
He strokes people for
that's
me
not
goes,
the that's not
fine.
The best analogy.
No,
is it?
But you yeah. know. He will taste the goods and then tell me whether I should.
How do we get talking about this?
I don't know. Jack started it.
I was meant to be plugging my tour.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. Tuesday the 8th of November I will
by
be
the
playing
way,
the Hammersmith Apollo.
Jack's so posh, it's a tour.
Tour.
It's a tour.
Tour.
Tour. You're playing where?
The Hammersmith Apollo.
You'll never fill that place, will you?
Well, that's why I'm on here.
Right.
Because it's only sold 5 tickets. No, there are more. There's 10, maybe. But that's why I'm playing. So I'd love it if anyone was available to come down. Because if there's no audience, then...
That's a big place.
If there's no audience, the show will suck, won't
they? They really do suck when there's no audience.
He's playing Leeds City Varieties, which is a legendary venue.
Is that big?
How can I say
is
this?
It say... Is it smaller than that than the Hammersmith Apollo in West London?
Yes, it is. It is smaller. I mean, Jack could literally do personal jokes.
Okay.
And then he goes from there to Hammersmith Apollo, which is, to all intents and purposes, a barn.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Is the theory of having a relatively small venue in Leeds the fact that northern people might not like you because they might think he's southern and posh?
It's sold out. Yeah. He's doing two nights in Leeds.
He's doing two nights in Leeds.
Oh, there you go.
But yes, that was the initial thought.
Do you know, there's not really a big venue in Leeds. There's not really. You've got the Grand Theatre, you've got the City Varieties, you've got a Grand Theatre.
It would be
pretty much. It
would be weird though if I just rocked up in Leeds and did Ellen Road or somewhere like that.
But
I mean,
but they might love you. Hey, Jack, think you're well funny.
Well, you can give me some jokes and local references about.
Okay, here's what you do. You're playing Leeds on the 5th November.
Yeah.
So you walk out on stage and you. You take your fist and you do that.
What, punch myself in the face?
No, you don't. You do that there.
Do that, yeah.
And you go, on.
On.
That's it. On.
Really?
That's a Leeds United reference.
On.
So
all right, I'll do
now,
that.
Now, obviously, you would do it differently to how the Leeds fans would do it when they go, like that.
Yeah.
I would literally can see you walking out going, on.
Does it matter that Jack's doing it with the different arm to what you're doing? You're doing it with your right arm over your heart.
Let him do it. Yeah, not it's not that. You've got to be. You can make sure the fist.
The fist needs to be firmer than that. Otherwise, it looks a little limp.
Let me tell you, we talked Jimmy Carr this, and he now will go on stage, and if someone shouts anything about Leeds, he will go on like that.
On.
And it works.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
You know, Jimmy always plays Leeds, and he's. You know, he's posh.
I love Leeds.
Yeah.
Remember when I went on the stag do with the Leeds people I told you about?
That's right.
My friends from Leeds.
And you did all right.
Yeah, I did fine.
You lasted.
And they took me to the boxing, and then we went to Gourmet Burger Kitchen afterwards. And then they got really annoyed with me because I ordered the halloumi burger. That's not a bap for a man. And I was like, but it's very tasty. It has harissa.
Oh, hello.
Oh, dear. They looked at me like I was a witch.
So Friday you're in Newcastle, and then it's Leeds, and then Hammersmith, then Bournemouth, and then back to the Hammersmith Apollo.
Yeah, but that one's sold, so we don't.
All right,
need to
so that one's done. So we don't need that one.
All right.
So is everything
can come on Friday?
Is it all done? Is it all sold? Pretty much.
They're all sold, other than just
so Hammersmith Apollo is the panic gig.
Yeah. No, one of them's sold out, which is good, but the other one is
acres of space.
Do you feel as though you've bit off more than you can chew? That maybe you fluked one sellout.
No, that's not the case.
Right. What?
No, just... I don't have the exact sales fee. It's doing good. Now people are going to be worried about coming, that they'll be the only one there. Look, I've got a lot of family, and they're going to be there.
Right.
Hopefully, Chris, you might come with the team.
What was it, the 8th of November? Tickets.
Oh, free there.
Free tickets always help.
What, the 8th of November?
Yeah.
Just check our availability. Hang about.
I'll ask my phone. Am I free on the 8th of November? Calling 8th of November.
8th of November.
Let me have a look. I can't go.
Oh, my aunt's coming.
Yeah, I'm out. It's a Tuesday, really? Isn't it?
I can make it.
My aunt, she's going to be there.
If your aunt's going to be there...
She's really nice, actually. I think you get on. She's from the north of England.
Listen, you don't say it like Watford. Well, two things. One, Watford isn't really the north, although we'd accept them if they don't want to be southerners. But secondly, it's not a third world country. You don't...
I've lived in Manchester for like 5 years.
Yeah, exactly. You should know all the Mancunian and northern vernacular.
Yeah.
My auntie Carol likes to say that she used to be from the north.
Really? It's something to be proud of and to embrace.
I'd love to be from Manchester, like a proper northerner. Like, although, like, I went to Newcastle. I spent for my TV show was in Newcastle for 3 days.
Right.
That was amazing.
Right. It's a great
city. I met the people from Geordie Shore.
Oh, they're lovely.
Wow.
I bet they're no stranger to a panazzle or whatever, are they?
Well, I don't doubt it would stay on for very long with them and their lifestyle. It's incredible. It's like watching the Discovery Channel.
Really?
Yeah. I think it should have a David Attenborough voiceover, Geordie Shore. This is the Geordie Shore in its natural environment, crouched over a wheelie bin. Doing terrible things.
Yeah. Just putting stuff in the bin.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Just, I mean, general household refuse.
But the terrible thing is not recycling.
Tidy up on that. Were you scared of the Geordie Shores girls?
No, I went out with Geordie for about a year and a half.
No, you did.
I did.
What was his name? Her name, sorry, what was her name?
Pet, I believe.
Right.
Hey, she was great. She absolutely terrified me.
Did like, she really?
Yeah. Like... We used to, because her voice is so. I love the Geordie voice; it's so beautiful.
Did she have like a proper accent like that?
Yeah, she'd be like, "Oh, Jack Pet, if I ever catch you looking at another girl like that again, I'll beat you up." I'll be like, "Oh, he's a little Geordie. Come on."
She was from Bangladesh and Newcastle, right? How petty, if I see you looking at another girl?
Why? There.
You went out with her for a year and a half.
Yeah, this is why it didn't last because I kept trying to do the accent.
You get so nice and go, okay, I'm doing the washing up. I didn't even know what you're talking about.
We went for a lot of curries.
Well nice. We're just ticking off the stereotypes one by one. Well, look, we got a break for the
news.
I'm
in Newcastle on Friday.
Yeah, you are.
I apologise for all of that
no,
I just said.
You're in Newcastle on Friday night. Don't forget, when you're in Newcastle, walk out on stage and go, on, Leeds. don't do that.
No.
Don't get it mixed up.
Do fog on the Tyne.
Yeah, don't walk out and say, hello, Sunderland.
Yeah, then that's not good, is it?
Yeah, you've got that. You know what you're doing.
Yeah, I know.
All right, well, look, let's do the news, and then we'll come back with more...
Do I do that?
No, yeah. It's fine. Dominic will do. Thanks for listening. Have you listened to the show? You've heard the show before?
No, but I read a lot of newspapers, so I thought maybe you'd want my comment.
Well, maybe we can get you to comment on the news afterwards.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. What is that, good? Ooh, bad.
Right, okay, we'll do that. After the news, we'll have news comments from Jack Whitehall. For Massive. Would you like to comment on any of that sport news?
Oh, I wasn't listening.
Okay.
You weren't listening?
It was good sport.
I would imagine you're not into sport that
much. I played
much.
Football last night.
Did you?
And I saved
did
a
you
penalty.
Score a goal and save a penalty?
Yeah. Oh, because I said it on Twitter.
Yeah.
Who do you support, Jack? Who's your team?
Arsenal.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Are you a big football fan?
Yeah, I
go. Like, could you name three Arsenal players?
Yeah.
Wow. Tina couldn't.
Okay, I have a season ticket. I go.
Okay. Do you need to have a go?
Okay, so
there's only asking.
I mean, I go every, you know,
Halloumi
every,
boy.
Every week. But I'm actually quite a good footballer as well.
Right,
when
well,
I play. I'm quite a flair player.
Are you?
Yeah.
He's a flair player?
Yeah.
I get quite a lot of.
Are you saying flair or fair?
Flair.
Right, I'm just checking.
I wear an Alice band.
Right.
Like an Argentinian footballer
sure.
does. I do a lot of diving and celebrations and stuff.
Just what's the hand movement for diving again?
Diving is this.
Right, okay.
Which is quite similar to the celebration dances as well.
And now here comes Dominic with the weather. Pay attention, Jack.
It's not for his expressive dance I do.
What?
I got confused.
Okay, fine. All right. Here is Dominic with the weather.
It's cold to start with. Yeah. There's some patchy fog around as well. Then it's going to be another day of sunshine and showers. And the best of the weather will be in the east of the UK with temperatures getting up to 15 degrees. 8:43 now.
Bad weather.
There you see.
There's a bit of comment.
That was Jack.
Yeah.
Bad weather.
It is bad weather. It's rubbish weather.
Right, we have a few text messages to very quickly read out. Listening to Jack Whitehall and Chris Moore show, really funny. Glad there's a second series of Fresh Meat on the books, says Johnny.
Oh, thank you, Johnny.
Actually, LMAO.
Oh, yes.
From Jade. Do you know that?
That's yes, I know that.
Swifty says you are hilarious.
Thank you, Swifty.
Jack is so funny. I'm gutted out to get out of my car and go to work, says Jade again.
Then don't. Maybe have a job where you're in the car.
Emma's laughing. Becca's crying with laughter on the way to work. Natalie from North Wales, so funny.
Might just
funny.
Be sad at the same time as laughing. Something terrible might have happened.
Must admit, I couldn't stand Jack before I started watching Fresh Meat. Now I think he's flipping brilliant. I'm going to get tickets for Bournemouth, says Danny.
Thank you.
That's a kind of backhanded compliment, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
You'd call that.
That I'm used
this
to,
can but... all help to sell that show.
Yeah. In Bournemouth?
No, the one in the Hammersmith
Thank
one.
Thank you very much.
And Amy and Stu said they put us down for those to see you in London, if it's still free.
They want you to give them free tickets.
Yeah, they basically, if it's free, they'll go.
Right. Do you have their number?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll text them and give them some free tickets. I will actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's from Amy Stew and their 1,400 children.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Thank you very much. It's very nice of you. Chris Miles is the. Jesse J. Who you are? What kind of music are you into, Jack Whitehall?
Oh, a bit of the hibbity hop and.
Yeah.
Modern music.
Yeah.
I like that Lana Del Rey song. That's good.
Right. Do you like Jessie J?
Yeah, she's great. Yeah. From Essex.
Right.
Essex girl. Done good.
Right.
I really like her. Molly Murs as well.
You like Ollie?
The inventor of reggae music himself.
That's yeah, right. He did. Him and Bob Marley.
Yeah. Did it together.
Mm.
Bob Marley, she says. What's the last gig you went to? Music gig?
Take that at Wembley.
That's all right. That's good.
With all my family.
You took your family?
Yeah, my sister and my mum, and then some friends, and we went to see Take That.
Ah, oh, little trip out.
All got T-shirts.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I liked that.
I was there, and I bumped into some people that I was at school with.
Right.
Who were like my peers, and they asked me who I was there with, and I panicked because I was like, I don't want to admit that I'm here with my mum and my sister to take that gig. Like, so I pointed at
like a girl that was standing near me, like a little girl, and was like, "That's my sister over there.
Right.
She's little and she likes coming to sit and stuff." Well, it sounds sweet, but then it was weird because they're like, "What's her name?" And I don't know. You need to tell the people your name. She was called Shaniqua.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was nice.
Tell the people your name.
Shaniqua.
I'm called Shaniqua.
Wow. Oh, look.
And there's Shaniqua's dad. I'm leaving.
Oh.
Very awkward. So
do you look like Shaniqua or Shaniqua's dad?
No, there were differences.
Right, okay. Obvious differences?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that wasn't a very good idea. But it was a fun gig.
You shouldn't be embarrassed of your status with your family or your family. Like, your dad was was brilliant.
Yeah.
He was great on the £1 million drop.
He is a very good man.
What does he do, your dad?
Right now he's retired.
Was he retired?
Yeah.
But what did he do? Is he a producer?
Yeah, he used to put on like plays and stuff.
Right. Any good?
Yeah, if you're into sort of plays and stuff.
For sure.
Yeah.
You have to be into plays and stuff.
Yeah, people on
stage. If it's a carjacking, it might not be for you, but...
No.
Sure.
No. He never did any of that.
No.
Yeah. My mother, she was an actress very briefly as well.
He wanted to butch you up?
Yeah, I know.
Ironic.
Well, I know. My mum was like a very small-time actress, but she did do some amazing jobs. Like, she was in Woof. About the boy that turned into a dog. And she played the dog boy's mother.
Wow.
And she married Leslie Grantham in one episode.
Wow.
So there's a claim to fame. Also, I haven't even talked about the most exciting news that I've had over the last 2 weeks.
What?
I went to a family funeral. That's not the exciting
bit.
That
really?
Was sad.
Okay.
And I saw someone at the funeral. And that person was David Dickinson of David Dickinson's Real Deal.
Right, genius.
It only turns out that I'm related to him.
Oh my God.
Second cousins to David Dickinson.
Hence that's the spray tan.
Yeah, that was the spray tan, me trying to.
That's your future.
I wanted him to love me.
That's your future. Look at me, Sean. I'm your future.
Well, in a way, you two are related also because you appeared on David Dickinson's This Is Your Life.
I did.
Did you? Really?
Yeah.
Why wasn't I called?
Because he didn't know that you were related at that point.
Oh, yeah. That was before the revelation.
Did I have to walk through the sliding door?
Yeah.
I did, didn't I?
Yeah, because me and producer Will...
And he went, "Hey! I don't know who he is. Who is he? Scott Mills."
He'd been on the show, like, that week or something, hadn't he? You know, and therefore you were great mates.
So that's really scraping the barrel.
So you're related to David Dickinson.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. If I family heirlooms that I need to sell,
sure.
I know I'm getting.
Yeah,
it's going to be a weird. Who do you think you are, isn't it?
Yeah,
we've managed to trace Jack's family just down the road.
They're in Stockport.
Hello, Jack. That's how he talks.
Oh
yeah.
Well, I was just so shocked.
Laura says, "Can you do a Glasgow accent? And are you doing any shows in Glasgow?"
I am. I'm filming my show in Glasgow.
You're kidding.
Yeah, I've been in Glasgow. Stayed with a lovely family up there.
You stay with a family?
Yeah, I stay with a family in each of the places.
How old are you? 9?
Like an exchange?
What? When you go on tour, you stay at other people.
No.
What, does your mum and dad have a ring round?
It's like, it's filmed. It's not like...
Right.
When I'm doing tour dates.
I see, because I thought surely they just put...
Filming a tour date.
They put you in a hotel by now, and I thought you were like going to stay people like some sort of exchange student.
You're not allowed to stay in... Premier Inns now as a comic. Only Lenny Henry is.
Right.
If you try and ring up and book, they're like, "I'm sorry."
They say, "We only have one comedian."
Oh, that's a fun thing to do. I prank called the Premier Inn in Dudley and told them that I'd found Lenny Henry in my shower. And the woman was like, "Oh, we'll come up right away and get rid of him."
I'm sure he's always doing that.
He's always there.
He's not allowed to leave. So, can you do a Glasgow accent? That would be interesting to hear.
Oh, wait, no.
Oh, he's getting into the zone.
Mm. No, I think I can.
Oh.
I used to do, when I worked with Kevin Bridges on Stand Up for the Week, I used to do the Glasgow accent quite a lot.
You and him are friends, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Which I find very bizarre.
Mm.
Yeah, no, Kevin's great. Yeah, I saw him when I was up in Glasgow. We played football up in Glasgow.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you want to play football with him? Is that a good idea?
He's very good.
Well, yeah, is he a clean player?
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, the odd little nudge in the ribs and stuff like that, but right. Nothing that I can't handle.
I can't see you playing football.
Yeah.
Young man, over here.
Yeah, pass
the Forsooth, passeth the ball to me. I can't see it.
I'm, you know, just because you're a little bit... I'm like Graham Lasseur.
You know, just because I'm a little bit what?
Camp.
Who?
Me.
You are, yeah.
Yeah. Still,
but can you, like, what when you're on the pitch, do you go, oi, Chavo!
Yeah, I do my taxi driver voice.
Right,
like when I'm in the back of a cab, where I suddenly, you know, like revert back to being a little bit out and about, a little bit, how's your father? And then wait, how's your father means something different.
Right, yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
No, I'd say to London cabby, how's your father? Won't give him a wink. And he'll go, no, thanks, mate, just give me a tip.
But, you know, I depost myself when I go out onto the field of play.
I like that.
Yeah. And it doesn't work.
You're like a chameleon.
Mm. A little social chameleon.
Mm. Stand-up chameleon.
Stand-up chameleon.
That's a good name for a tour. That is a good name for a tour.
That is a good name for a tour.
See?
That I'm very pleased now. That's been written down.
Yeah. Credit me.
Mm. Luce has texted in saying, I've got tickets to be in the audience for your new show next week.
Yeah. Well, that'll be the show that I've been filming in Glasgow and Newcastle and Essex and everywhere. Yeah.
What is it, Jack Whitehall on the Run? What is it? Well, you're all over the place.
Hit the Road, Jack.
Hit the Road, Jack.
Dean Nabarro, who produces...
Who came up with the name of that?
Dean Nabarro.
He is amazing, isn't he? He came up with the name... I was doing a quiz show.
Yeah,
quiz. So he came up with Chris Moyle's Quiz Night.
Wow. Do you think that they came up with the title first and then thought, right, well, we need someone called Jack to front it?
Yeah, and Jack D passed, so they went to me.
Because Hit the Road, Jack is a great title.
It is a good title, I think, yeah.
But I mean, if you're...
Is there a theme tune to the show?
It isn't Hit the Road, Jack.
Isn't it?
No, I don't think they could get it cleared. So it's just some other random guitar music.
I could sing you a theme tune if you want. I could make one up for you.
Could you?
Sure.
Yeah.
Let me...
For Hit the Road, Jack.
Let me find something that might work.
When I come to Leeds to do it, I can stay with you and you can be the guest on the show and stuff. And we can go out and do oi oi oi's.
On on on.
On on on.
On on on.
On on on.
Oi oi oi.
Oi oi oi.
Okay.
Are you doing music now?
Yeah. Right.
Do I need to say anything to...
Hit the road, Jack, with Jack Whitehall. Hit the road, Jack. He's going around the United Kingdom, staying with families and telling funny jokes. Hit the road, Jack. It's on Channel 4.
Yeah.
Hit the road, Jack. Sometime in the future on Channel 4.
Thank you.
Oh,
that was great. Yeah.
What's the idea of the show? You go around and stay with families and do jokes.
Stay with families. I do a show in like a different venue that's... sort of area specific. So when I'm in Essex, I start filming.
So it's
Essex.
Completely different to Michael McIntyre's Comedy Roadshow.
Well, Michael McIntyre's Comedy Roadshow, if it went to Essex, would not be doing it in Liquid Nightclub. We're filming in Liquid Nightclub.
Hello.
So bringing a set in there. I have a guest, Ollie Murs.
Yay.
And Joe Thomas. They're coming on the show.
Right.
And then
I don't know who Joe Thomas is.
From In Between Us.
What's that?
And Fresh Meat.
What's that?
Did you interview him, Dave?
What's that?
You what?
Joe Thomas.
Yeah, no. Joe Thomas.
No. You're very good. Very
in
good.
Between
person.
Us.
Mm.
No. No. That film. So, yeah, they come on. There's some music, there's some guests. It's all in Liquid.
Liquid Night.
In Basildon.
That's
Vegas.
Very real, isn't it? I mean, it's, you know.
It's really not. Have you ever been to Bas Vegas? That's where we did the pilot. It's amazing. It's great. They've got all these, like, it's like all Hollywood things.
Have you seen the sign?
Yeah.
The Basildon sign
is incredible.
You know, they've got the Hollywood.
I've seen it. I like it. I think it's a good idea.
In Basildon, there's a club called New York, New York as well. That's like the big club. And it made me think, in New York, they must have one called Basildon, Basildon. They need to do that as a little twin it up.
Yeah. I think that's a good idea. So you've got... So when you go to Leeds, is that what you're doing? You're filming that for the TV show?
Well, I'm not actually going to Leeds in this series, but if it went again, which...
It's very confusing.
I hope it does.
All right, so
it's quite confusing.
Jack is on tour. It's the Let's Not Speak of This Again tour.
Yeah, a title that I came up with before the show.
Right,
so
sure.
It can be about anything, really.
Exactly. Newcastle, then, on Friday night. give him a big cheer when he comes on stage, and then Leeds on the 5th of November, and you will walk out on stage and you will say,
on.
Yeah, your point, don't put your finger like that, though.
No.
It needs to be a bit more masculine than that.
Okay. On.
You're getting there.
Close enough.
You're getting there.
Do you need me to do this?
Now, and if someone gets up to go to the toilet, you can go, on. Oh, I thought we had a corner. Sorry. And then all the football fans will go,
oh, really?
Yeah. That's what we do when we get corner.
On.
That's perfect! Perfect! That's it!
Just be careful with how you hold your wrists, though, because otherwise you could be giving entirely different...
You look like you're magic in the beans.
Yeah.
If you're
it could be a confusing hand signal.
Yes. I know what that is.
And maybe you're planning a trip to London. Why not go and see Jack at the Hammersmith Apollo on the 8th of November? Tickets are still available, as Jack has pointed out. And what? What are you pointing at me for?
Just, you know, so you didn't say that there's... that it's not sold any tickets.
No, I'm helping you out. Stop being so...
Will you have the balcony as well, or just a downstairs?
Will you have
I'm
it
doing
all
it in the foyer.
Well, no, because you can. You know
the Hammersmith Apollo? Yeah, turn up, he'll be stood outside with a microphone and a little speaker.
Because you don't have to open the top.
That is the most demeaning thing you have to do as a stand-up, and we've, like, all stand-ups have done it, is where you get booked for a gig and you go, and it's in, like, a theatre. Mm. I remember I did it at the Churchill Theatre in Bromley. Whereas my dad was like, no, it's pronounced Bromley. I was like, it definitely isn't. And I went to the Churchill Theatre, and I was like, oh, I'm playing Churchill Theatre tonight. And then you walk in, and then they're like, right, it's actually in here. And you go into the foyer, and you're doing it in a little room with all these chairs out.
Really?
Yeah, and I did it, and Tommy Steele was in the main room doing Singing in the Rain.
Wow.
And there were less people in Tommy Steele's Singing in the Rain than there were in the foyer. But we were still in the foyer.
You always know if they change the room that you're in at a particular venue very late doors, it's always due to disappointing ticket sales.
Mm.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. It's happened to us a lot.
Well,
so I might not actually be at the Hammersmith
Jack
Apollo.
Jack will be playing
Tuesday.
The pub across the road from the Hammersmith Apollo.
I'll just be in the Westfield shouting in T-Mobile.
You'll be fine. Be fine. Just be confident.
Okay.
You know?
Confidence.
Confidence is your middle name. It's probably not Tarquin, I'd imagine, or something like that. Chester. Something like that.
Benedict, actually.
Is it Benedict? No, it's not.
What, like the eggs?
It is Benedict.
Jack Benedict Whitehall.
Yep.
That's beautiful. Okay. Wasn't that your address for a while?
I was living in central London, I was doing some political work.
Fresh Meat is it's on tonight, isn't it? On Wednesday tonight?
Yeah, Fresh Meat's on tonight. Very good episode.
Is
one
it?
Of my favourites, yeah.
Really?
There's a bit with me and a horse.
Love that already.
Yeah. And the horse had to... I have to do an emotional scene with this horse.
Like Daniel Radcliffe did in that play?
No, because he had his kit off in that. And there's no kit off in this.
Right. Is the horse naked?
The horse is, yeah.
Right.
It's not closed.
I like that.
But I had to do, like, proper horse whispering. Like, shut up, so I can do my lines.
Ah-ha-ha!
And it was there on the floor, and I did the scene with the horse. So that you can...
A real horse?
Yeah, a real horse. Like, actual, proper... horse in a barn. No, where do horses live? Stables.
Stables.
And when they go, okay, quiet please, background action, and action. Before that is the horse lying there going, who's your agent? Who's looking after you?
A thespian horse.
If you ever do anything else, I am... Sorry, I need to get into character.
The horse was so annoying, though, because they were like, oh, this is actually a theatrical horse. It's been used in many productions before. And it kept rearing up, and it was a really angry, aggressive horse, and it couldn't be controlled. And I was like, what work has this horse done? It can't surely function if it's this aggressive. And the woman said, its last film was with Mel Gibson. Well, that might explain some stuff. yeah.
Who was that person over there? I'm very surprised that you employed them without a horse. Let's just get on with the scene, all right? None of that on my set. So 10 o'clock tonight, and then hit the road, Jack. We'll start in the new year next year. But come back and tell us about that. But in the meantime, ladies and gentlemen,
thank you so
very
much
lovely
for
and butch, Mr. Jack Whitehall. This is one of Jack's favourite songs at the moment. Loves this, doesn't he?
Yeah.
High contrast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I do, actually.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I love DJs.
Yes!